get this thing rolling.
Okay. I've got no fancy opening this week, so.
No more Will Wheaton.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Carnival Cruising Podcast Away, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything carnival cruising related. My name is Trevor Shelby, and joining me on this crazy cruising adventure are my good friends, Thomas, Kennedy, and Gary Manning!
Dun, 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 dun. Hey, hi, 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 hi! Hey,
howdy!
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Hope everybody's well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nothing weird happened at the eclipse like everyone was predicting, you know?
We had an eclipse?
Yeah.
Solar or lunar?
Solar.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the car.
Man. Yeah. No, I think the flat earthers are right. I think they were just, someone was just changing the light, the light fixture, you know, of what is the sun, you know.
I did see a thing in my left screen today. Y'all don't have Android. Well, Tom, you do, but Trevor, you don't have an Android. So we have this thing called left screen on our Android where we can flip over, and it's kind of like a bunch of news
feeds. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so one of them said Mexican newscast accidentally shows male testicles while showing the
I saw that. Yeah.
Oh no.
That's the only reason I knew there was an eclipse. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, but I sent you guys my photo of the moon.
Oh God.
And so
Yes.
And then you did a Trevor eclipse, which was Trevor's head, eclipse in the moon, eclipse in the sun.
Yeah, it was great. So, oh man.
No, the next one is going to be 100% coverage in Tulsa. So
very cool.
Of course, that's in 2040, but
you know. I don't know if I'll be around for that one. But
you'll only be in your 60s.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Oh, but man, it has been a fantastic week. You know, I've noticed, you know, today's Wednesday when we actually record these things. I noticed there was no Madison episode again. I'm wondering what's going on there.
Madison's slacking.
Yeah.
No, what she's doing, she's like, you know, she's putting together her plan to take over the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Madison.
Who knows?
We have defeated you. You have been defeated. You have lost. So just give up.
That's really funny. Oh, we will see about that. But man, we're on the countdown. Thomas and I are on the countdown.
Hey, I'm on the countdown. I'm on a countdown too.
You are.
Your countdown. Your countdown's to July though. I mean, I'm in the single digits.
I'm on lucky number 13. So 13 to go. So we'll see.
I got 9 days.
Nice. So yeah.
Wait. Whenever by the time this airs, I'll have 6 days.
There you go. Yeah. Well,
that is exciting. Yeah.
I'm going to confess something here. I haven't looked at our poll results. I saw them giving
up. Yes.
And then I don't know where they went, and so
they went where they should have.
They went where they should have.
Yes.
Not me. No.
You came in a very, very close second though, Thomas. Very, very, very close second.
Oh wow. Yeah, I see it now. So we do two truths and a lie. For the last about 147 episodes, we've done this. And, you know, it was something we came up with. Nobody suggested it to us. We just started doing it. And it was just, it stuck. We do it. It's a lot of fun. And so this week.
That's a lie.
last week, I believe, I told a very believable, and let me tell you, it was a lie. I know that it's
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't think anybody lied last week.
Well, we all told. Yeah, I know. There was no magician and all that stuff. So
no trip to Las Vegas.
But yeah, no trip to Las Vegas, not yet. So 45% of the votes went to me. So yeah. There you go.
37 to Tom, though. So
yeah.
Oh man, why do people think that I'm lying? I am not a liar. Well, yeah. I cannot tell a lie.
10% actually said you, and then 27% said Ringo.
Yeah, that was
which is me again.
Yeah, again. that's what we're just going to start referring to you as is Ringo.
Yeah, you changed your name. Hold on a second. Wait.
Isn't that right, Garrity? So,
this isn't fair. Anything for you yet? I guess.
Well, yeah, no, I don't know. This week we're gonna do it again. So two truths and a lie. We'll do a quick round this round. I will say this week I am actually planning another trip. Surprise, surprise. And I am planning a birthday trip, actually. I'm gonna go down to Houston, Texas.
Oh, okay.
And I've got a pretty good itinerary kind of put together so far. Going to maybe do some big chicken, Major League Baseball, and some other stuff. So I am thinking podcast in mind, so I'm going to get a few videos for us. So there you go.
Okay.
Carnival Cruising Podcastaways in Houston?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go to the big chicken.
It's kind of like our trip to the butthole of Oklahoma.
Right, yeah, yeah. To when you went to Guys. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Okay. Well, so, damn, I've been skipping all kinds of places like that. And on my trips, I'll start going places like that, too, whenever
the thing about Guys, Shaq's Big Chicken is they've only got like 5 or 6 brick and mortar stores.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Houston's got a brick and mortar there, Las Vegas and a few other places.
Austin has one in a stadium. Arena.
Dallas, Texas, or maybe not Dallas. I don't remember.
Dallas doesn't have one.
Yeah. There's a few stadiums that have Big Chicken, and I've actually priced out. If we were a little closer together, I actually thought about doing this. Was there's a website you can go on. You can order the Big Chicken and they will send it to you. It's all vacuum sealed, comes dry iced. They tell you how to unpack it, prepare it, and use an air fryer, all that stuff to heat it up. Pretty cool deal. And I really, really thinking about, I thought about doing that for other things, but I'm thinking that maybe this podcast, I might do something like that. So,
well, we're, 7 hours is just a short jump, short hop and jump over to Josh and Amanda with Have Luggage Will Travel.
Yeah.
There's kind of the, honorary, well, I don't
absolutely.
Know. I don't know if I'm talking to them anymore, actually, after that incident a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true.
You're still recovering from that?
I am.
Yeah. You're still recovering. And, I think that the way that you just spoke, not to get too personal here, but there's a thing called Stockholm Syndrome. Mm-hmm. And where you kind of, you have feelings for your attacker. And I think that you should maybe really think about that, because I think that's where you're headed.
How's your therapy going after that incident?
Well, let's just say this gets into, I was waiting for Tom to go for his, two truths and a lie, but I'm going to go ahead and do mine. So I'm up here in Tennessee right now and I am in Cleveland. And so I was just up in Sevierville, Pigeon Forge area, decided to drive through Cades Cove. And if you know anything about Cades Cove, it's bear season. They're starting to come out of hibernation and everything else. And so I went through, drove through Cades Cove, and there was a bear on the side of the road in Cades Cove. Everybody was stopping. Everybody was trying to get out, take their pictures, and do all of their things. And I slammed on the gas so hard that my truck spun out, did a circle, crashed into two of the cars, ran into the field, and hit the bear.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Holy moly.
Wow. I couldn't believe it, but it was scary. It was traumatic. But I did kill the bear.
I bet that was therapeutic.
I feel better though. I do. It helped me a lot.
Oh man. At least you feel better.
Yeah. So what are y'all laughing about?
Nothing. I was looking at Mr. Kennedy trying to think up that lie.
He's trying to think of a lie, but he's not going to. He's going to tell the truth.
So
we know somebody's lying about wanting to go see baseball for their birthday. Who would want to go see baseball?
Who even watches
follow me on social media?
Who even watches baseball nowadays?
You might believe my lie.
I think there's less people watching baseball than there is people watching golf.
Yeah.
I think more people watch and listen to this podcast than do baseball.
Yeah. But anyway, so my sister has been bugging me about information for FRGC3. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know if you guys knew this or not, but Amanda never made a flyer.
That's true. For it. I've tried to get it out.
She made one really quickly and sent it to me so I could send to my sister. So yeah. So my sister could possibly be going on FRGC3. So if you want to see an uglier version of me, you know, you can.
Wow. Shots fired. Bow, 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 bow.
Well, after what she told me the other day, I'm still kind of scarred. Okay. My sister told me the other day that when my father brought my mother and I over, because I was like 6 months old whenever we came to the States and got to Michigan, my cousin, who was 2 years old at the time, was like starting to walk and she and everything. And my mother wanted to trade my aunt for my cousin.
Trade you for your cousin?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I get it.
Well, okay, Tom, I didn't want to break this to you, but on FRGC1, you know, we ate dinner with Mama Kennedy quite often. And as we were walking off the ship from, as we were debarking from, you know, doing disembarkation, debarking, whatever you want to call it, she looked at me and she says, "Why couldn't you have been my son instead of Tom?"
Whatever. I hate y'all. I hate you. Bastards.
Make sure Mama Kennedy knows we love her.
Absolutely.
Oh, she knows. She asks about you guys all the time. So,
Well, I want to stop by and see her next time I'm in Texas.
Cool. She'd like that.
Well, go on over to our Facebook page. And this week we'll have the poll up. So vote for who you think was the liar. And so this time I will say it's not me. So you better not vote for me. That's a wasted vote. So there you go. So
it is Trevor. I mean, come on. Who in their right minds goes to a professional baseball game 1,000 miles from where they live?
Me. I have all my Southwest points I'm gonna spend. It's gonna be so fun.
I mean, and there's a professional baseball team.
Yeah, I'm flying.
There's a professional baseball team 3 hours from your house.
There is, and I would rather go to Houston. but anyways, well, okay. Man, we every episode we painstakingly put together hard-hitting, detailed topics for this show.
Yes.
And
we don't throw it together like the day of or anything like that.
Absolutely.
We spend all week researching and discussing the topics.
So, well, speaking of, while you announced, go over to Facebook, I forgot that we did not put up the poll for your favorite cruise ship. But the reason that I didn't was because after the show last week, we talked about we were going to do that as an episode and it wasn't going to be put in last week's episode.
Yeah.
But then when I listened to the episode, I seen that it was actually in last week's episode that for this week, you know, we'll go back and forth about all that again.
Yes.
But
Either will be polls and there's not.
Yeah, exactly. So that was one of those weeks. So if you put that I was the liar last week, well, you kind of were right because I did not do a poll. So, but we are going to, if we don't want it, you can edit it out. But so we are talking about doing an entire episode of covering the ships and our favorite ships and that type of thing. So,
yeah.
And that's why I did not put it on the actual poll for yet, just because we're going to use it for some more content. That's it. I was going to say research, but
And I think that that's a great idea. I think that us covering all the ships, the different classes and everything, I think that'd be a fun go through. And
we're going to do it in one episode.
In one episode, all of them. We're gonna run them down.
All 28, right?
Are we doing legacy ships too?
No, we are. No, we're not. Do you got a fancy intro for yours?
I was gonna, and I've done nothing for this episode. I pulled up a website. Okay, that's what I've done.
That's something. I mean, come on.
Oh, no fancy intro. I don't know. Let me see what I got here.
I know you got some like dirge, like pirate music on there.
Yeah, somewhere. Hang on.
Thomas Cuddy.
All right.
Really?
That leads us into this episode.
Really?
I was just starting to get into it.
That's about all that music we can play, and or we'll get copyright hit. So
we paid for it.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't pay for that music, nor did they. So
that's copyright hilarious.
Played it on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really.
Every time we've played that, that's why I stopped playing it. Every time we played that.
It's not because I asked you to stop playing it. It's because
absolutely not. I play it more because you asked me. So no,
my God,
and it wasn't really strikes. It was just like the notifications, like, "Hey, you're not going to make money off this episode." And we don't make money. But if it did, they were going to get the whatever, and so I was like, I'm going to stop playing it. So it is what it is. So, but I do love it.
That's our YouTube channel.
I have on top of it.
I have a Sail Away Party that I put just unedited on our Facebook page, and it has the most views out of any of our videos.
Mm-hmm.
And like if I ever do get monetized, which I probably won't ever, but if we do get monetized, like, I'll never get money from that. And like, I think YouTube pushes it more because
they know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so one thing I was looking into, so I like looking into like strange laws, strange like stories and stuff. And this kind of came across the board, and I was like, oh, that's kind of a good topic. And so I want to talk a little bit about strange maritime laws from across the world, because they're a little bit different in every country. So like here, we don't hunt whales. We don't do like endangered species hunting.
They do it in Alaska though. Because there was that one cruise that was in Alaska, and their whale season.
It depends on the species, and that,
like, if it's a beluga whale, that then they have a season.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so, but it depends on the species, and it also that particular incident was not really incident, but that happening is from a tribe, mm-hmm. and so that's a tribal thing that they're able to do. But like regular fisheries aren't going out to open water to go take down, endangered whales, basically, that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
But whereas in Japan, they do. So there's different rules for different things. And so I just thought it would be interesting to look into this. And apparently every country, and most of this has to do with importing goods or bringing goods that's coming into the country. And so we'll kind of go over a few of these. I think some of these are kind of funny. So Albania has a rule against extravagant clothing. It says if clothing is imported in Albania, does not match with their taste or the country's style, it is prohibited. So whoever decides their fashion, I guess, it determines what can go into the country. Australia does not allow prisoner goods to be brought in, to be imported.
What do they mean by prisoner goods?
Well, there's a lot of different prisons that are like for profit. And so they mass produce like furniture and stuff like that.
And
so,
license plates.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that kind of stuff. So Austria, lottery tickets. You're not able to bring in lottery tickets. The Barbados is camouflage gear.
Mm-hmm.
That's well known. This one's interesting. Bulgaria just says musical cards. I don't know what a musical card is. Just the community might know. It says I'm not sure why they ban musical cards. No one really knows.
I think it's the greeting cards that play music.
Maybe. That might make sense. It has no. They banned them. Iceland banned fishing equipment. So any fishing equipment sent to Iceland must be accompanied by a relevant certificate of disinfection. So that's they don't want you bringing in critters in your fishing equipment into their lands.
Well, what if it's brand new fishing equipment never been used?
Well, you better get it certified. So
so if I went to Iceland on a fishing trip.
Mm-hmm. Don't bring your gear. You're going to have to buy it there.
Buy my gear there.
Or rent it, I guess.
Well, okay. So that's somewhat, because, I mean, Florida's the same way. They don't let you, like, bring in. You have their agricultural stop stations before you go into Florida and when you leave Florida. But anyway, that's continue with yours.
Yeah.
Italy, musical instruments. They really? Forbid the import of any musical instruments or even their parts.
And so they'll export them, but they won't import them, huh?
And the law applies to, for whatever reason, clocks as well. So, don't know.
Okay.
Nigeria has a ban on wheelbarrows. So
wheelbarrows, really? Yes.
Not sure.
Is Nigeria even a coastal country?
No clue, but I'm sure that they have waterways going in.
Yeah, sure.
How are you getting this information?
I have got it on a safe website. Okay.
Okay. Yes, Nigeria does have
USA.
It is bordered by the
Atlantic Ocean. Has a ban on Kinder eggs. So
well, so does the United States. Yeah.
That's what
that was the United States.
Okay, well, I couldn't hear. Sorry.
Yeah.
That was on me.
So a law in the 1930s actually banned the import of sweets with surprises. And that falls under that, I guess. And so it's food with non-nutrients inside. So.
But you can still buy them. So I guess they're produced here. The Kinders are actually then, I guess.
Yeah, if they're produced here, I'm sure you're fine. Hmm. But you can't import them. This might have been a better named what can't be imported list. But those are my list of unusual maritime laws from across the world. I'll maybe find some more next week that are maybe more to the actual maritime laws.
See, and when you brought this up, I thought you were going to mention the barge, not the barge. Everybody calls it a barge. I don't call it a barge, but the vessel that hit the bridge in Baltimore.
No.
They cited some sort of maritime law from like several hundred years ago that capped their responsibility, their liability to like only $400 million or $4 million or something like that.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I'm pulling the article up now to.
So they haven't updated it to increase with inflation.
Exactly. Yeah. It was weirdly kind of, it was very, very interesting.
That's wild.
Yeah. I thought really that was going to be one of the ones that you covered since it was, you know, a maritime law.
No, this list was from like 1998. So I don't know. It's actually 2019, but it's not a new list.
The only maritime law that I think is cool was actually brought up, and I actually looked it up not long ago, was actually brought up in the book The Martian, which is a book that Trevor, you know, got me interested in, so I ended up reading it, and I've got the audio book, but, you know, he's talking about how no country can lay claim to a celestial body. So no one has claim to the moon, and if any country goes to another planet, no one could lay claim to it. Yeah, well, of course, in The Martian, he's stranded, no radio, no nothing, you know, and if he's in his hab, he's on U.S. soil. If he goes outside, he's maritime law applies. And in it, he's got to take command of a ship that he wasn't given strict orders to do. So he won't get permission until after he gets there and, you know, retrieves the ship. Well, in that time, he will have taken control of a vessel that he didn't have permission to. So that made him a pirate, a space pirate.
Which it's important to note in that kind of situation, it really comes down to the country that follows it. So we may recognize that. Whereas Canada is like, you, the moon is ours. So I don't know. They wanted the cheese. So
they wanted the cheese.
I don't know. I had no moon references. So
yes. So the company has filed underneath it. It's the same. It appears to be the same law that the owners of the Titanic used to limit their liability. And it will only make it to where it'll be $43.6 million of liability. And it's saying that it could have been into the billions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's their proposal or whatever, because he was able to, I'm just quick scan through this article.
Because
he gave a Mayday call and, you know, nobody came to help.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that was on the ship and the ship by itself was well over $1 billion.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. The 1851 maritime law, like I say, it's the same law that the owners of the Titanic used to limit their liability. So I thought that's one of the ones that you were going to talk about.
That's
so
pretty cool.
I would love it up better.
To use a law that connects to the Titanic that
I mean,
gets you out of paying money. Man, that's just
so can I use maritime law if I get into an accident? You know, limited liability and I mean
just, you know, reference the Titanic.
Yeah.
So at minimum, the owner will have to put up a fund of at least $420 per ton.
Oh goodness.
So yeah.
Wow. Well,
wow.
That's interesting.
So we may come back to this when we have more information.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Anyways, well, Mr. Kennedy, I heard that you have a pretty cool topic.
Yeah.
Cruise news.
Yeah, all right.
There you go.
Look, Gary's like, what the hell was that?
I have a new intro again. I haven't heard that one in a long time.
So, actually, I just found this afternoon. It's kind of interesting. The headquarters of Carnival, the mothership, has been put for sale. Apparently, they're wanting, because the workforce has gone, you know, has thinned out in the office and gone to, you know, remote work. So they're wanting to downsize their 470,000 square foot headquarters to about 300,000 square foot.
300 square thousand.
I said 300,000.
300 square thousand?
I never said square thousand.
Oh, no, I did.
Okay. Nah, I thought we were talking about this before. I thought there was an actual like major difference, but my math serves me right. We're only talking about like an 18%, if that much. 470,000, you said?
Yeah.
470 to 300.
Yeah.
You know, man, what are they going to do with no space? That's like nothing.
It is. It's 37%.
It's like a quarter of my house.
Well, I mean, it's a lot better than a 300 square foot that I said, you know, pre-production. We're like,
yeah.
You know, Christine Duffy's not going to have any place to put her big desk.
Yeah. This closet over here is your office. It's the big one. I wonder if they're going to keep Miami as home.
Probably.
Or if they're going to make major moves. So that's...
I think they're going to keep it in Miami because, I mean, the article didn't discuss it, but, you know, maybe we can talk them into, like, moving to Cleveland.
It would be nice.
It's on the way.
Mm-hmm. There's a nice port in Tulsa.
Yeah. So, Catoosa, Port of Catoosa. Yeah. Yeah. The biggest inland port in the world. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or in the United States, at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll still, okay. So they will still be half the size of the smallest Amazon distribution center at 300,000. The smallest Amazon is around 600,000 is what the articles say.
Mm.
So, okay. So I thought 300,000 seemed like a lot still.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've been in some Amazon distribution centers that are huge. Which
they've been in this, in that office space since 1983. I mean, it's not the original one.
Okay. So it's not 800. It's not 800 Biscayne then.
They're off of Doral. It says so. Mm-hmm. About 15 miles from the port of Miami, which we were I was gonna go look for the, you know, the 820 Biscayne while we were there for FRGC1, but I didn't wake up and I was too tired the night before. And
why is that? It was such a comfortable trip.
I hate you.
You know, I can somewhat agree with you, Tom.
I got the kickback and just.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. It was so nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That trip, and I'm sorry that it scarred you so bad, but maybe another trip is in order to maybe, you know, like I had to run into the bear today.
Yeah.
Maybe something like, you know, you need another trip, another road trip to just kind of. Push you through.
Yeah, and you need to stop at least one Buc-ee's. Get a couple of terms there.
we do know that Buc-ee's is like really, I mean, you know, we probably should be called the Carnival, the Buc-ee Carnival. We are very big proponents for Buc-ee's. At least I am.
I can't say I haven't been to a Buc-ee's since, because a couple weeks ago when I went to Dallas, I did stop at Buc-ee's to get gas and a Slurpee. So
you probably used the nice bathrooms. And
no, I didn't. There you go. And it was past breakfast, so I couldn't get my usual kolaches, but you know.
Yeah.
Oh, your breakfast burrito?
No, kolache. I got some fudge though. Their fudge is pretty good. It's not as good as Uranus fudge, but you know. Yeah.
Because, you know, we talk about Carnival, we talk about Buc-ee's quite a bit, and that doesn't change. Much like maybe our next topic.
That is a really, really, man, you did not even have to stretch that at all. Great.
That's probably one of the best transitions you've ever made.
That is so good. I don't really I'm speechless now. I don't even know. I don't want to continue. Like that was like mic drop. I mean, can you pick your mic up and just drop it? Because that was just that good.
I mean, you actually did a transition that works.
Yeah, no.
we're dumped out and we can't go on.
Find a new host.
So I had a thought today, okay, and because you know we have our checks back and forth and different things, and Tom, you know, you just pointed out the new MSC ship has this awesome new feature on it to where they're going to take you on a boom and stick you over the sea, and you're going to swing in a swing out over the sea. Royal Caribbean, you know, obviously their new ships are just loaded with all kinds of features. They have that big orbital thing that goes up in the air and like moves you around and things like that. And I thought about it and I was like, so here we are, we have Royal doing all this, MSC doing this, you know, Princess has got, they're not adding features, but they're adding like activities. Why am I drawing a blank? They're not actually making like new things, but they're creating new opportunities. All right. I'll get into it in a second. They've got like a new 360 dining feature that they have now where you're going to be able to go in and sit in this room and it's 360 degree all the way around you. So, but what is Carnival? Carnival came out with the Bolt on the Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out with the Bolt on the Celebration.
Yep.
And they came out with the Bolt on the Jubilee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping the next ships, the next two, I hope they get the Bolt.
The Disney Wish. Actually, did you know that the Disney Wish has a water roller coaster in it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so.
Well, I think one of the NCL ships does is it's a drop slide with a loop, which, you know, they've actually got a video of someone getting stuck in that loop. So
that's too funny. Well, so and then Celebrity. I didn't even know about this. I had to research and I found this. This is to me is one of the coolest things ever. You have the Rising Tides bar, right? And on the Royal Caribbean ship.
Yeah,
which is like it's a bar that stays down. What is it on one of the decks and rises up to like three or four decks higher and then goes back down, back and forth. Mm-hmm. The Celebrity Cruises on the Accent, on the Ascent, the Apex, Beyond, and Celebrity Edge, they have a thing called the Magic Carpet.
Yeah, I know what that is. Yeah,
and it's an elevator that's on the outside of the ship. It looks like.
Yeah,
and it goes up and down, like, you know, helping you get on and off tender boats.
Yeah. And it's also a bar whenever they're not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then there's a bar that's there, you know, and it's like, so I see all of these things. I see all of these other cruise lines doing all of this stuff. And it got me to thinking, is Carnival falling behind? Are they getting to where, you know, or are they resting on their laurels?
Well,
or, you know, what's the deal?
This is going to be my biggest argument in favor of Carnival, not just because I'm a big fan, but because I put a lot of thought into this. Okay.
Now, so I want to say too, I am a huge Carnival fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I am, I'm red, blue and white, you know, through and through.
Absolutely.
I'm not a snooty snoot. You know, I hadn't spent 75 days with them yet.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So Carnival has like 26 ships. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they do really well. One thing, Royal, all these other ships, they come out with their ship and that's their ship. And it may go through a little bit of changes here or there, but they do not do like Carnival did with the 2.0 upgrades that have been going on for over 10 years. So before 2.0, every ship was missing a guy's burger. It didn't have the punchliner. They didn't have the EA Sports Bar. They didn't have the Red Frog rum. They didn't have the Library Bar, the Alchemy Bar. They didn't have Blue Iguana. and those things. So they didn't have the Katina, they didn't have the or the tequila bars. So with the Funship 2.0, they went through every ship for the last like 12 years. They have gone through and updated every ship that didn't have it. They now have it.
So what you're saying is they had a Chevy Chevette.
Mm-hmm.
And they took the Chevy Chevette and put a sunroof on it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful sunroof that makes wonderful burritos. And so, that's my biggest thing. Because they've been the last ship that went through the 2.0 upgrade, remember, is 2020 and 2021. And so they went through the ships. So what didn't get upgraded got scrapped.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at it, you know, Royal with its, you know, huge Oasis class, you know, and they're getting them yearly now, you know, almost yearly there's a new Oasis class ship. They're all themed the same way now. You know, all of them are all the ships, you know, and it looks like they're phasing out their smaller ships as well, you know, in doing so. So all their ships are going to look alike, you know, and with Carnival, you know, with the XL class ship, they're theming them differently than, you know, which means that they've got a different designer for each. Well, I mean,
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
But the Utopia and Icon and Wonder all have different zones as well. Everybody does different zones,
but it's the same ship with the different.
I'm not talking about zones. I'm talking about themes.
Well, that's the same
theme of the ship.
Yeah.
The theme of the ship, you know, New Orleans theme, Miami theme, beach theme, you know, like who knows what the three new or XL class ships that were just ordered, are going to be themed. But, you know, and there could be a chance that these new XL class ship will have a different designer, just like the Panorama. Yeah. Had a different designer from the rest of the Vista class ships. And the Panorama actually has a trampoline park in it. You know, which is the only ship with a trampoline park, which I'm surprised that they actually have one because, you know, you get in some bad weather, you could break an ankle on those.
Well, that's as far as that goes, though. I'm pretty sure it goes just the same way with like the water slides and things. If the bad weather does start, they just close that stuff down.
Probably.
You know, the way they do with Bolt, if the winds get too high or whatever, they'll close Bolt down.
But, you know, Carnival is, you know, the innovator in like the water park stuff, because they were, you know, before it was just a water slide, now they have an all-out water park on all their ships, and you know, I think all the other cruise lines kind of follow suit with that, with it maybe with the exception of Royal, who had the windjammer the surfer thing,
flow rider
that may have come before the big water park that Carnival puts on their ships. But
so I just thought about this as well. One thing that I do like about Carnival versus other cruise companies is I love the XL class, but I'm a penny pincher, and they price them out where I don't want to go on them. And so if I choose a smaller ship, the thing I love about Carnival is I know it's going to have all the things I love. Except if I was doing Italian style, and then it's going to be missing my burritos.
And so, that's another argument that we could make, though, is that Carnival is, you know, switching it up a little bit to, you know, where they are giving the Venezia, the Firenze, and the, you know, and you could maybe throw the Luminosa in there as well. I'm not
all wrong. All the Costa ships,
you know, And so, but at the same time, I'm not looking for, I'm looking for things to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you look at like the big Royal ships, they have that's not a water slide, but at the Abyss, which is just like the dry slides. And it drops like 9 decks, you know, and it's just kind of something that's neat. Things like that. Like I said, going back, the Seascape, the MSC Seascape has that. I want to say it's something to do. It has like a bridge in the back that like is a clear glass deck bridge that goes all the way around the back of the ship. Just neat things, you know, not that that's like a super duper attraction, but at the same time, it's just something different.
Yeah. You know? And besides the themes, the only thing different about the XL class ships is it's nothing. There is nothing.
Exactly. I mean,
they are the same every which way. So I could see that. But if you do look not just at class, I mean, the Vista class, I mean, you know, they've got the Skyride.
Right.
And, you know, the XL with Bolt, you know, everybody's kind of gotten the
ropes course.
Ropes course. Yeah, there you go. The ropes course now. And so most everybody's got a ropes course now. I think there is.
Or a climbing wall, you know,
something
sort of
along those lines. I think they have kind of gone that way. But, you know, I also feel like sometimes some of those ships, it feels like it's kind of a gimmick. And it just feels like it's just another thing, you know,
that you're waiting in line for.
Yeah, you're waiting in line for. What's the one you may have just mentioned it. The one you go get into the ball. And it just it takes you up. And I thought that would be neat. And then I also thought of my time at the state fair riding the Space Needle and going, wow, this was really great. And then get to the bottom being like, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. Well, it's called the North Star Observation Capsule. It's on Anthem, Odyssey, Ovation, Quantum, and Spectrum.
Aren't they taking those off those ships?
I don't have a clue.
I'd heard one of the attractions that Royal has on their ship, on some of their ships, are removing it. Had to do with a sphere.
I could be because, again, the weather conditions have to be absolutely perfect for that thing to be operating, you know?
Yeah.
But like I said, I knew though that there was one that, because I saw Jay from Ship Life, and I want to say he was on an MSC ship, but he buckled in like with a roller coaster seat. Mm-hmm. And it was a claw, and it picked them up, and it just started twisting them and moving them all around.
Oh, yeah, kind of like the octopus ride in the fair.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and that's on a cruise ship, you know. I mean, it's neat. To me, there it is right there. Yeah, it's on the Seascape, and it's called – it's a robotic arm. I'm looking it up right now, and – but again, I'm sure that this one is the same way. It's going to be one of those things that the weather, and that's anything that you do on a ship, I mean, it's going to be dependent upon the weather. I mean, heck, they'll close down the basketball court if it gets too windy.
Yeah.
But it's Robotron, and it costs $10 per ride. It lasts about 3 minutes, and that's what it's saying here on the website. And so if you want to ride it numerous times, you can get a Fun Pass package, which entitles you to Seascape's other attractions. Oh, and this is another point I wanted to bring up. On the Seascape, they have a Formula One racer simulator. And they have a 4D ride as well that is like 8 or 10 people deep.
And I think Holland America has go-karts.
Yeah, yeah, they have go-karts on a couple of the other, You know, I mean, Royal has an ice skating rink inside of their ship.
Yeah.
They have the water aqua theater. It just seems like there's a lot more. I am a 100%, you know, Carnival through and through, like I said. But it does seem to me that a lot of these other ships are creating and coming up with newer ideas. And Carnival is just saying, hey, we're going to bring the fun.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to do that. We know what we're doing as far as that goes. And that's where that's what they focus on.
Yeah. Well, and you know, like they have a formula. And so, you know, if I can't go to Miami every time I want to go on a cruise, but I know that I can go on a ship that's almost just like the Mardi Gras down in Galveston. And I know I'm not missing out on anything except for maybe this or that that's themed. And so I will say, though, that they are, you know, and this goes fleet wide. It's not a single ship thing, but, you know, they're doing like Family Feud and they're making those changes. And that follows the same formula of, you know, make people look foolish on stage and something they're very good at.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. Bring having the fun and mm-hmm. you know, in that type of atmosphere.
Yeah.
So like I said, the attractions, I guess, and that's where I was thinking of basically. That's the word I was trying to think of earlier even. But they're not coming up with the new attractions that I think are going to keep them current. And I hope that it doesn't hurt them in the long run.
Yeah.
If you follow. I mean, because
I get what you're saying. I also think that some of those just feel a little too gimmicky to me. Like hanging over and being able to swing is not going to be the reason I purchase a cruise. I'm just telling you. that doesn't get me to purchase a cruise.
Well, if it was that or riding Bolt, I mean, I think, you know, I'm sure both of them have a weight limit, and I probably exceeded both of them, so it doesn't really matter for me, you know.
See, this is the way I look at it, you know. You got Carnival, who's got this massive debt right now, and there's, you know, they said they're going to hold off building ships for like 10 years, and they're going ahead and building more, but, you know, so that's going to put them more in the hole.
Well, and we've talked about it before a little bit with the Royals. I mean, they've kind of got a formula with what stops they do. I'm going to run 3 or 4 day cruises to the same places over and over again. I'm going to catch those people that want a short, fun trip and just print money. And that's where I think that some of these XL class are maybe headed, is we're gonna get a short trip
on a massive ship.
And we're gonna be running people to Celebration Key and kind of going back and forth there. And so maybe that may be the only stop. And so probably anything that involves less port fees and everything else and more people getting to visit that spot, you know, they're going to be following that formula, I feel. And so I think that they've got a pretty good plan in place when it comes to, you know, why they ordered more ships. Mm-hmm. So I think
they saw the fact that they were in the green for most of 2023, and was like, let's go ahead and make some more ships.
Yeah, well, they're booking everything up, so
yeah.
And 18 of the vests, 18 ships are going to go to Celebration Key. That's where they're at right now. I'm looking to see at one time how many can be in there.
Right now, only 3, I think.
Okay.
But they're expanding they've already got plans to expand the pier once.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That phase two. It's because I get to thinking about it. The last time we were in Nassau, it was the busiest I've ever seen it. We were there.
Nassau, you know, I think, can port 10 ships.
Yeah. And like 3 or 4 of them can be like super huge ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so while we were in Nassau, there were more people off of cruise ships that were from my hometown. You know, like, so there were more visitors there.
Yeah.
Because our town's right at about 20,000 people.
Yeah.
And there were more people on the ships that were more than, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there was like 30 something thousand.
Yeah. Than the people in your hometown. I get that. Yeah. No, that's wild.
So you get Celebration Key like that, you know, you get two ships. Let's say you get an XL ship that's, you know, 4,000 people, and then you put like either I'm sure they wouldn't put the Horizon or, you know, something like that that's going to be another 3,000, but where you get over 5,000, 6,000 people there on that little bitty island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How is your, you know, I hope, I don't know. That's just one of my biggest fear, or my biggest issue that I have is people. But I love cruising and I love people. I love groups. I just don't like to be, like I say, I don't want to have a whole bunch of people on top of each other. you know, and hopefully I'm sure they'll space it out and they'll do better. But that's a whole other topic that we're running off on there. But like I say, for me, Carnival, I'm hoping, and I'm who am I to question? I mean, I'm just some little lonely old, you know, gold card, you know, with 50 something nights or whatever on a Carnival ship. And
you're almost platinum, dude.
You're almost
a Snooty Snoot.
Well, I don't know that I'll be I told you, Snooty Snoots are a special kind of something. And it sounds like some of these Snooty Snoots are who created the maritime laws from earlier. we can't have prisoners making our stuff.
Absolutely not.
But anyways, but like I say, and so it was my thing. And like I said, I just wanted to know, maybe, you know, if you have a take on it, go over to our Facebook page. I will have a thread or, you know, a comment section for you to be able to list and point out your, you know, whether or not you agree or disagree with us.
And especially those that have been with, who cruised on different companies as well.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, cause I know, I mean, I've cruised MSC, I cruised the Maravalia, but that was the very first cruise from after the pandemic, after the pause. Royal, I haven't cruised Royal since 2002. So, you know, but I am, like I said, sorry, I got distracted. I just logged into Carnival to see how many days I actually have, and I have an upgrade offer right now.
Let me see what
the upgrade fairy is bringing me.
There you go.
I can upgrade my interior room to a higher deck. This is on the Jubilee for $20. Okay. Nice. So this is for FRGC too. So I'll have to look at that later. Yeah.
Okay. We can move your room for $20.
I mean, go up higher. Come on. Yeah. Come higher. That's cool.
I think we're on deck 9 this time. So,
okay. Cool. And you said you got 9 days, right? As of now, but it'll be mm-hmm. 6 or something by the time window.
I leave a week. This comes out on Saturday, a week from this posting is when I'll be on the cruise.
Wow, that's so awesome! I'm curious. I want to see because you're fresh enough off of the celebration, that you should, you know, you'll be able to, because that's what it was for us. You know, we went from celebration to Mardi Gras in November, and it was like you would round a corner and you're like, oh, we're going to be here, and then all of a sudden, yeah, you're there, but it's like a different. It's different, but it's the same. Game. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm curious to see how you react to it.
I'm gonna have a weird video because someone had requested that we talk about the public bathrooms on the XL ship. So I got to make a video on the public bathrooms on the XL ship. Sounds
like we're gonna be covered. Man gets arrested on a Carnival cruise.
Who asked for about the public bathrooms?
Filming in the bathrooms.
It was in the group. I think it was no, actually it wasn't.
No, it wasn't in our group. It was on the actual page.
Yeah, it was a private message on the page. Private message.
Oh, okay.
Somebody asked if we could talk about the bathrooms, and
and I said sure.
And he saw an opportunity. He's like, I can be perverted. And
listen. I like the Star Trek bathrooms. All right, God.
They are interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, I just looked it up. I'm at 53 days right now, and Teresa would be at 57 or 58 because she went on Mallory's birthday cruise last year with Mallory and Amanda.
Nice.
But anyways, so
you know, by this, December. You guys, how long is your December cruise?
Just 4 days, I think.
Yeah.
So we've got 8 now. We're going to have probably another cruise in September, and then we'll do a cruise in December, maybe one for New Year's. So there's a small, slight chance that we'll be turning platinum on FRGC3.
I've got like a 20-day year plan. Where I need to cruise 20 days every year for the next 5 years, and I hit diamond. So
it's not really. I mean, depending on how you really look at it, I mean, yes, it's kind of seems, you know, unattainable, but it's really just three 7-day cruises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I absolutely do it.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Three 7-day cruises to Diamond?
Huh?
Yeah. A year for the next 5 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I 100% can do it. So especially if I keep doing 14-day cruises. So
From 75 to 199 is three 7-day cruises for the next 5 years.
I have 100 days right now.
He's a super snooty snoot. He's a double platinum.
I'm not counting
75 anymore. So
Tom, and here's the thing though, Tom. You are the one who introduced him to cruising.
Mm-hmm. I know,
and he has succumbed. He has passed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I know. I brought it up whenever he was saying I turned platinum this cruise. I'm like,
no. Do you remember how he treats blue cards? Can you imagine how he treated me?
I do remember.
Listen, let me explain my blue card thing. All right.
I am getting the ultimate revenge right now.
These people, the blue cards, you look at them, they got the blue card. You don't know if they're going to have a good time or they're going to have a bad time. This is what it did to me. They don't know. They just don't know. You don't know if they're going to like it or not. So they just don't know, and there's nothing you can do about it to make their cruise better so they do like it.
Oh, there's
he created. He has no clue.
I'm going to slap you through the screen.
There is ways that you can make sure that people have a good first cruise on a blue card. I'll leave this blue card story that I had. There's two that I had from our last cruise. One of them was there was this little guy. He was 10, 11 years old. He's walking around the ship. He's got his blue card, you know, hanging around his neck. And he comes through by the Blue Iguana, comes into the Lido, and I'm kind of following him. And he walks over to the buffet, and he looks at the guy, and he has this, like, little puppy dog look on his face. And he goes, "Is all this food free?" And the guy was like, "Yeah, you can have all this. And what do you think you want here?" So I guess because he had went somewhere else, you know, and they were going to, like, if he would like Seafood Shack or something, you know.
Yeah.
But it was kind of funny. And then there was one other guy. I see he was a blue card. It was day five or six. I've seen him in the Blue Iguana Cantina getting my beloved burrito that I miss so much. But him and his friend, we'll just say, I don't know if his girlfriend, his wife, fiance, whatever she was, but they were standing there together. She was gold, he was blue. And I was like, "So hey, how do you like in the cruise?" He goes, "I hate it." I was like, "What? Hold on a second. Whoa,
wait a minute.
What do you mean you hate it?" And he goes, "Man," he says, I told him, "Well, that's the thing about cruising." I said, you either love it or you hate it. I said, but I said, "So is it the people? Is it what, you know, what is it that you don't like?" He goes, "I don't like everybody telling me what I've got to do all the time." And I was like, same thing, Tom. I just kind of cocked my head. I was like,
he's cruising with the wrong people.
I mean, who's telling you what to do, you know? But he basically was referring to having to do the muster station and having to, you know, only having this amount of time to have this done, this amount of time to get this done, you know. And so he didn't like that part of it. He wanted to be able to, he thought it was just going to be a willy-nilly, do whatever you kind of want, you know. And everything's, the buffet's open 24/7, you know, or whatever, you know. And so he just didn't really, he probably had assigned dining. You know, I don't know why people still do assigned dining.
Make sure you go onto our Facebook page and, search for Carnival Cruising Podcastaways. We got a group and we got a page. Join them both.
Get all and, of them.
Yeah. And, definitely jump on over to our SpeakPipe page and at speakpipe.com/Carnival Cruising Podcastaways and you can leave us a voicemail. We'll play it over the air, and you can hear yourself on the show. How cool is that? Hey. Man, you could be another podcast away. So,
anyway. I think it does it move you up a level in the
it does.
It does. Yeah. It moves you up a level.
But everything you do takes you up a level. So,
but you only get one message to move you up a level.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's not. Yeah. And I don't know that I've ever left a message on SpeakPipe. I need to go leave a message on SpeakPipe.
No. Some people that sound like you have done it, but
oh no, I have actually. I remember now because it was back whenever you were asking to ask you questions.
Because
I called in. I
that's did a another good one ins. Too. If you ask us a question, that may be move you up two levels.
So. Yeah. So that was one of those things where y'all were like, "What was ask us anything?" So
why don't we do this?
Yeah.
Why don't you call in on the SpeakPipe page and tell us your favorite ship?
Oh yeah, there you go.
Hey,
you should have done that at the beginning of the episode when people were listening. Anyways, so
hey, we'll play it on having this episode, you know, we'll discuss it next episode. We'll make sure.
How about we make a Facebook post with the SpeakPipe link, and we could say, "Send us your favorite ship and tell us why." So, anyways.
And delete comments, store. Nobody can comment on it. Yeah, you have to do the SpeakPipe.
Yeah, we got to
do the SpeakPipe.
Get participation.
Yeah.
So
there you go. That's 100%.
Anyways, I think I've gone through the whole spill. Anyways, just know that you're unique, you're special, and you are loved.
And remember, anything that happens on the ship stays on YouTube. Bye.
109 days. Almost to double digits until I have another awesome Blue Iguana Cantina breakfast burrito in these hands. Yes!
Save the foosball tables. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Adios.
Later.